So we continue rather in the topic of halva, and as I did yesterday, I'm going to try to apply it a little bit to us, even if we're not in the lending money game. But there's still lessons that we can learn and apply to us as we deal with danim. So the learning today should be aschus Chaim and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim and Nachum ben Zion, and it should be aschus for Fula Shleima Chaim Doiv ben Menorachel Chanaliah b'Shein Dorachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as aschus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their life to protect it. So we talked yesterday about not allowing yourself to be taken advantage of, and if you know someone who is a ani, but he does not plan to pay you back, you are under no obligation to lend him the money without collateral, especially if it's someone that you know is a rami, someone who swindled people, who defrauded others. He says, even when you shouldn't lend a large sum of money, but you should try at least to give something small. And again, this applies, as I said, to tzedakah. Even if someone's asking for a minimum donation and you can't give what they're asking, try to give something. He says, "V'al Mu'at, if he's a poor person and he asks for you a small amount as a loan, afilum karva davar etzla shel yuchel shalim, even if it's almost certain that he won't pay you back, al yoshev dach v'nichlam, don't let him turn away ashamed. V'yitin loy al menashe lo yishalim, give it to him. So okay, he's asking you for a loan of $5,000. You know you're never getting it back. So fine, so don't give him $5,000, but give him $500 as tzedakah. Give it to him on condition, give it to him unconditionally without a requirement to pay you back. But in a way that even though he's promising to pay you, but give it to him in a way that he won't be a rasha when he doesn't pay you back. Because if you give someone a loan and you know they have no intent of paying you back, you're over lifting either, because you're setting them up to steal a loan from you. And it's not enough just to forgive him in your heart. Right? So you're going to say like this. You're going to say, hold on a second. I'm giving him the $500. What do I have to tell him? I'll just be meichel in my heart. And if he pays me back, great. And if not, not. It doesn't work that way. Because if he doesn't know that you were meichel him, then he intentionally is not paying you back. And so there's still a problem with that. Rather, you should articulate your words and you should talk and tell him directly. Don't be upset if you can't pay me back. I don't care. And I'm considering it like I already received your money. Fine, but if Hashem broadens your boundaries, meaning if Hashem somehow makes you wealthy through this money, or through some other means, and you have now the ability to pay me back, so then fine, go and pay me back at that time. In this way, you get the benefit of two mitzvahs, so the mitzvah of halva and the mitzvah of tzedakah. The pasuk is talking about when a borrower does something wicked and doesn't pay back a loan. The tzaddik lender will be gracious and give it to him as a gift. I'll lift the either, so that you're not either lifting either. And also, you don't want that he should be punished on your account, that he should be punished for not paying you back. Inami, the other interpretation is that the tzaddik of the world, reference to Hashem, will be gracious and giving that you'll get paid back from some other event avenue. Some other way you'll get the money back. Based on the concept that whoever does a mitzvah will never encounter something bad. If someone is an upstanding Jew, who believes with complete faith in the words of Chazal, you will never find it upsetting to lend a small amount of money to someone in need. And the guy takes it and uses it up. Because you know that God's going to give you whatever you deserve. And God will pay you back in your wallet, whatever you need it. And if there's an expectation from Hashem that you should give tzedakah, so you're not going to lose by giving the tzedakah. And you won't feel any hard feelings against your friend. And you won't close the door in face of other borrowers where in situations where it is appropriate to lend without collateral, as we said. It says, when it comes to someone that you don't know if they can pay you back, you must take collateral. You must have a guarantor because aside from the lifting either aspect, you are going to be toya al rishani. You're going to regret what you did earlier. And that's a very big problem because if you're toya al rishani, so then you lose the schus of those mitzvahs that you already did. So, and you're going to also null delis bifnei loivim, that you're going to cause that now you're not going to be willing to lend others. So you can't ever lend money to someone. As, again, there's small amounts and there's big amounts. Someone comes to you for a big loan. If he's willing to put up collateral or he has a guarantor, gesundheit to hate. But if he doesn't have that and he's not a trustworthy person, you should not be lending him that amount of money. What should you do? Give him a smaller amount of money and tell him that I'm fine if you don't pay this back. I'm totally meichel it. If you have the ability to pay it back and give me a gift, great. But if not, it's all yours. Don't worry about it. And you believe that Hashem will give you, and that's tzedakah. He says it's also mekayim, the mitzvah of giving a loan. And then you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you whole, whether it's from this guy or from some other way. But your bitachon is there, securing the fact that you're not going to lose out by doing a mitzvah.